Tens of thousands of South Africans and dozens of world leaders and dignitaries came to a rainy soccer stadium in Soweto, South Africa today to pay tribute to Nelson Mandela. President Obama took the stand to laud him as the last great liberator of the 20th century. People danced, sang, and cheered to mark this occasion. NPR's Gregory Warner was in the bleachers and sent this report.
He was a freedom fighter.
Well, that is, as you can hear, an impromptu choir that's formed in the rain on the floor here of the FNB soccer stadium in Johannesburg, South Africa, where tens of thousands of people are saying goodbye to their beloved leader, Nelson Mandela. The mood here, as you can hear, as it's been really for the past 5 days, is celebratory. People say that they're celebrating a man who gave 95 years to his country. Hello, hi.
So I went to talk to some of the people here. The first person I met was Mandisa Ndolo. She's here with her mother and daughter and two umbrellas between them.
We are here to pay our last respect to the most lovable person, to Dada.
How does it feel to pay your respects here in a soccer stadium, which is with thousands and thousands of people?
I think this is a perfect setting. Even when he was released from prison, this is one of his first stops.
This soccer stadium in Soweto was where she first laid eyes on Mandela 23 years ago. This was days after his release from prison, Mandela's first speech in Johannesburg. And Mandisa Ndolo was just 20 years old, which means that for her entire life, Nelson Mandela was a prisoner, an invisible legend. Now he's the man that South Africans call Tata, father.
And what makes it different today is because there's a lot of young people who were born during that time when Tata was released from prison. So it's the first time they are getting the first feel of how is it to celebrate with the great man.
Like perhaps this young lady over
here. Yes, she was not even born. She was born in 97.
Her daughter, Nell, also grew up with Mandela as a mostly invisible icon. Nell was only 7 when Mandela retired from public life.
Even though we never really had him with babies when he was the president, so now is really our time to say thank you for all that you've done.
The rain starts coming down even harder. A few seat rows away, I meet Alastair Smith and Maurice Mpombo. They're standing together under their umbrellas, laughing like old friends.
We just met.
Oh, you just met? This is the kind of event where you just make old friends in a way.
Yeah, of course.
Why is that?
It's one of those moments of history. Yeah. And we're very blessed in South Africa that we've seen so much history. It's such a short space of time, and we've experienced so much because of this man, this very great leader.
And if that great leader could suffer prison for 27 years, Alastair Smith could stand to be wet for a few hours.
I mean, come on, you know? It's a blessing. Yeah. When there's a funeral, when you say goodbye to someone, and it rains,
it's
the purest sign. It's meant to rain. Yeah. The heavens are opening for Mandela today.
Nelson Mandela's body will lie in state in Pretoria until Friday. He'll be buried on Sunday in a family plot in the village of Kunu. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Soweto.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.